शान्तीनां करेणुनां कृच्छ्रत्तो मोचयद्रुतम् युगचन्द्रं जसग्रस्तम् जायन्तं चरणम्भुजम् क्रोशन्तीनां करिणूनां कृच्छ्रतो मोचयद्रुतम् योगचन्द्रं जसग्रस्तम् ध्यायन्तं चरणम्भुजम् क्रोशन्तीनां करिणूनां कृच्छ्रतो मोचयद्रुतम् Ladies, Yogajandram Jasagrastam Jayantam Charanam Bhujam Kroshantinam Karenunam Kichchato Mochayadrutam Yogajandram Jasagrastam Yaha Hihu Gaja Indram, the king of elephants, Jasa, an alligator, Grastam, attacked by, Dhyantam, meditating upon, Charana, feet, Ambujam, lotus, Kroshantinam, while crying, Karenunam, the female elephants, Kishchata, from danger, Amochayat, delivered, Drutam, quickly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The personality of God had delivered the king of elephants, who was attacked by an alligator, and who meditated upon the lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, the female elephants who accompanied him were crying, and the Lord saved them from the impending danger. Purport. The example of the elephant in danger who was saved by the Supreme Lord is especially cited here because even if one is an animal, he can approach the personality of Godhead in devotional service. Whereas even a demigod cannot approach the Supreme Person unless he is a devotee. So I'll just do 36 myself. Tam sukaradhyam rijubir ananya sharanayadribhi kalagyaka nosevata durardhyam asadudbhi. Translation. What grateful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great master as the Personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him. Purport. Every living entity, especially persons in the human race, must feel grateful for the benedictions offered by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Anyone, therefore, with a simple heart of gratefulness must be Krishna conscious and offer devotional service to the Lord. Those who are actually thieves and rogues do not recognize or acknowledge the benedictions offered to them by the Supreme Lord, and they cannot render him devotional service. Ungrateful persons are those who do not understand how much benefit they are deriving by the arrangement of the Lord. They enjoy the sunshine, the moonshine, and they get water free of charge. Yet they do not feel grateful, but simply go on enjoying these gifts of the Lord. Therefore, they must be called thieves and rogues. Om Ajnanati Midandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Dinatasmai Sigurve Nama. Ukam Garodi Vachalam Pankam Langaya Tekinivat Kipdamande Sigurum Tiratan. Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So here Srila Prabhupada is very nicely describing how one who's actually learned can be grateful to the Supreme Lord, in how not only is he our best friend, as he states in Bhagavad Gita. We may have so many friends in this material world, but who can you say is your best friend? As soon as there is some little bit of disagreement, immediately friendship is finished. But Krishna is not that kind of friend. Although we may repeatedly turn away, just as a small child sometimes turns away from the parent repeatedly. Still, the parent is so loving and caring that even the child may say cruel things or do so many things. Still, the parent is loving and willing to take that child in. What to speak of Krishna, who after millions of lifetimes, have done so many things, turned away from Krishna, offended him, said so many cruel things. Still, Krishna is there within the heart, right? Ishvarak sarvabhutanam, Krishna is there in the heart. And he's still willing to give us an opportunity. So not only is he our best friend, but he's also our protector, as Prabhupada points out here in this very nice verse. How Gajendra, a four-legged animal, was protected. He was able to focus his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord, and he was able to remember some prayers from a previous life. Just see the importance of learning the prayers, just like we're reciting every morning. This wonderful Dhammadharastika. After some time, you learn all of the verses, and you learn of the translation especially, because it helps you to understand the importance of the verse. So Krishna is always there giving protection. Not only is your friend, but he's also giving protection. Even you don't want it, Krishna is making some arrangement. Daivam Prakriti Mashrita. The Mahatmas, those who are not deluded, because in the material world, it means material nature means a conditioned life, and that conditioned life means being deluded. So we're not aware of how Krishna is there protecting us. But all the while, he's certainly protecting. And not only is he protecting, but he's willing to share. What kind of a friend is that? That not only are they willing to do everything for you, but they're willing to share. He shares himself, or he shares his mercy. Just like he shares himself by coming on the altar in the form of the deity. Krishna's, he's sharing himself. He doesn't have to, but certainly by his great mercy and our great fortune, he appears and he's giving mercy. So not only is he your best friend, protector, and willing to share, but unfortunately, the foolish persons of the material world, those who are conditioned by this material energy, they forget this. Why is it important to remember? One may ask. Well, it's described, Om apavatri pavitrava sarvavastra kato piva. That yaksmet pundriga action. If you remember the lotus-eyed Lord, then whatever different conditions, and we've been through many, many material conditions, certainly. There's been many, many ups and downs. Fortunately, we have a two-legged form now. But we could have been a four-legged or a, what is it? There are some centipedes that have how many legs? Hundreds. Millipedes have millions of legs. So we could have had millions of legs in the past. Fortunately, we have two legs. Although there are two-legged animals as well who don't quite understand that. But if one remembers the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, then having passed through all conditions of life, he can be cleansed within and without. Just see how powerful the personality of Godhead is, and how merciful he is, that he gives you an opportunity to be cleansed of all of that dirt. Therefore, Krishna says, Mahatmanas tumam partadai pakritimashya. They're not deluded. The devotees of the Lord are not deluded by this material energy. And not confused. Whereas on the other side, even though being sufficiently experienced, right? Because there's no Atma Tattva, and being sufficiently experienced, everyone has sufficient experience of having gone through suffering conditions in the material world. Still, Pashanapina Pashyati, we don't see. Even though we're constantly being reminded that this material energy is in this material world is a very miserable place. And although being reminded constantly, we don't see it. This is the unfortunate condition of the conditioned souls, that being under the influence of the material energy, we don't see how the Supreme Lord is making himself available. But as Prabhupada points out in this second verse, what grateful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? What grateful soul? It's like recently, yesterday, we celebrated this Thanksgiving, and it's meant to celebrate freedom and liberties, and to recognize family. But how is it being observed with the slaughter of some? I was reading one statistic, 46 million turkeys get killed on this day. That's more than the state of California. That's like wiping out the whole state of California in a day. What about their families? What about their freedom? And what about their liberties? And then 25 million pounds of ham. Unbelievable. This is showing our gratitude. And I was just struck by these statistics. California is one of the top five. The top state is in the Midwest. I won't mention their name. We don't want to be too political about it. Or the country with the greatest number, which is in the Middle East, which is in a conflict right now. So we wonder, why are there conflicts going on in the world? It's because of this. Because under the guise of freedom and recognition of our liberties and compassion and recognition of the family, we go out and slaughter under the cover of night. Under the cover of night. That is the irony of it all. I went some time back to one of these, to this very famous slaughterhouse that's just on the east side of town, where in their advertisements they show these happy animals, right? They show the happy pigs, they show the happy cows as they're marching in. Unbelievable. The irony of it all. If you go there and you see how when they pull up the trucks in the dead of night, they'll come at 3 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, when everyone is sleeping, enjoying their whatever they did. These trucks roll in, having driven hundreds of miles, to get to this place, which is, the odor is just incredible. And when they pull up, these animals are packed together. Generally, they don't even take a stop. Because these animals have been traveling for days, hundreds of miles, they haven't been fed sumptuously. They haven't been given even water. It's cruel. It's beyond cruel. It's just demoniac. And when they pull up, you can see it in their eyes. The fear of death is just there in their eyes. And if you go up to them, you can touch their nose, and they immediately they feel thankfulness, I guess you could say. Or you can give them a little spray bottle and put a little bit of water in their mouth, and they just crowd over, they just climb over each other trying to get it. This is what goes on in the name of celebrating our freedoms and our liberties and family. This is the state of the world. It is, and who would take pleasure in such killing? Except a madman, Prabhupada explains. Except a madman. Or someone who's been trained. Isn't it? Murghari the hunter, he was trained. Because he didn't know anything else, he was so ignorant. So the society is full of mad people, full of ignorant people who don't understand what they're doing and how they're going to be suffering like crazy and why there are so many conflicts in the world. It's no mystery. But here Prabhupada explains that every living entity, especially uttista jagrata prapayan nimodita, especially in the human form of life, one should wake up. Wake up and figure it out. What's going on in the world? And try to understand the great boon that they've received in the human form of life. It's a two-legged animal. It's a two-legged form. Then now you have a chance to make a difference. Not only in your life, but in the lives of others. must feel grateful for the benedictions offered by the grace of the Lord. There's no question. Krishna is giving so many benedictions every day. And he makes this point. Sunshine, moonshine, free water. Although we pay for it. Somebody has to pay for it. I can attest to that. Every month we get a water bill and it's quite high. So somebody's paying for it. No. But here, the point is real clear. The sunshine is there. The moonshine is there. The rain is there. We have to become grateful for what Krishna has given us. There is some debt. These things are not free. Right? Devarshi bhutapte ninam patrinam. You have to. You're responsible. And you will be held to account. We're indebted to the demigods, the sages, ordinary persons, ordinary living beings, even the dog and the cat, everything. We're indebted to them for what they're doing. Relatives, friends, mankind, the forefathers. But all of these things, as described, are satisfied by one who has surrendered onto the lotus feet of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada makes this very nice point here in the purport that those who are, must be Krishna conscious and offer devotional service to the Lord. Those who are actually thieves and rogues do not recognize or acknowledge the benediction. Asyatam apatistamte. Jagat ahur anishvaram. Yeah, there's no a God. This world is unreal. There's no foundation. Everything is produced of some sex act. And there's no other cause than lust. Don't worry about all that other business. Let's just have a drink. Let's enjoy some carcass of a happy looking animal. It's just unbelievable. Ungrateful persons are those who do not understand how much benefit they are deriving by the arrangement of the Lord. We enjoy so many things, right? People love to go into the sunshine here in California. Everyone's into it. And would do whatever they do. But which is unmentionable. But these things, we're held to account. There will be some accounting at the end of life. What kind of acts, what sort of mentality? If we're so fortunate as to be like Gajendra, that even in his animal form, his four-legged form, he was able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So profound how the Bhagavatam discusses these things and gives clear understanding. There's no confusion. Therefore, just the unrighteous person would find it difficult to propitiate the personality of Godhead, right? To do something which will please him satisfy him, give us an opportunity to get his mercy. Only an unrighteous person. Therefore, it's so important that this process of Krishna consciousness be shared with people. It was so nice to see how so many persons came to dinner, lunch that was being offered by the temple. There were so many new people that we met, and they were so thankful that we're doing what we're doing. So there's a great need for it, and it just needs to be spread. It needs to be shared. Otherwise, Asurya Namate Loka, Andena Tamasabrita, the Ishopanishad explains that such persons, they'll be thrown into the lower darkest regions of ignorance and hell. So we certainly don't want that to happen. We do our best to try and give them an experience that they can appreciate and remember. So, and are there any questions or comments? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.